Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening once again. having a little trouble staying on. I was on a few seconds ago and kind of went off, and it finally popped my show up program for this evening. So I apologize for this, a little bit of a late start. But I do give an honor to God, and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for salvation, for life in general, that he has allowed and blessed me down through this day, this week, with all the struggles, all of the stress that we go through. I do give him honor because he has allowed me to be here tonight for another program. And as we get started, I do want to go into our prayer request to pray for the sick and the needy. Pray for my companion. She goes tomorrow to have the stitches took out of her knee where she had knee surgery. Continue to pray for me, our household, our families, each and every one that's listening out there, each and every one that calls in that's representing a family. We pray for you, that God will give you a touch of strength in your body and a spiritual strength to continue on as we go through day by day. We're going to continue to pray for our military, pray for all of our members of the body of unity, churches. We're going to continue to pray for our bishop, R.C. Bryant, that's still going through day in and day out. He's still going through, and God's blessing him each and every day, him and his companion. We do want to continue to pray for Bishop Armstrong and thanking him for the opportunity that we have to be on here tonight and continue to pray for his family and loved ones. And we just want to pray for all of our ministry, our families, and just continue to pray for the incarcerated, all of our church family and loved ones, our schools and children that are going through so much through the school year, so many mass shootings and things going on around and about. We pray for you. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, dear God, thanking you for your mercy and grace, honoring you for allowing us to be a part of it for another day, thanking you, Lord, for just seeing us through all of the things that we have had to face down through the week. We thank you, Lord, without you, we wouldn't have been able to face it. We wouldn't even been able to go through the situations that we go through. But, Lord, you have made a way for us to be able to stand through and by your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask you, Lord, to help us that your will be done in our lives and not our will. But your will continue to take us through and help us through and guide and lead us, that we will be obedient to your word and continue to be led by the Holy Spirit, Lord, because there's nothing that we can do of our own. We thank you right now for everything that you are doing for us and our families and loved ones. Asking you to continue to bless our communities, our surroundings, continue to bless our household and families, and help us, Lord, to continue to share your word with someone, no matter where we may be, that we'll be able to tell somebody about the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because, Lord, that's what it's all about. And we want to do what's right and be obedient to your word, your will. We ask you, dear God, to keep us throughout tonight blessed this program. Bless each and every one that call in, that are listening on the show tonight. We give you honor and praise in the name of Jesus. We pray. We thank you. We love you. And we just continue to look up to you, Lord, for everything that you are blessing us through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to start out by saying good evening, everyone. Thanking God for you. Thanking the Lord for blessing you to want to be a part of this ministry program tonight. Nothing good that I've done, but all through and by the will and the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has made a way and given us an opportunity to come together. So I love each and every one of you, and I thank God for you. God bless you. I want to read this one scripture, and then we're going to go on with something and let God just continue to bless the program. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. King James Version says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Read it again. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And then the inspirational part says, "The main evidence that a Christian is truly a child of God is that they follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We receive instructions from God through the Holy Spirit. To turn down those instructions is to disobey God. Children are not to disobey their father. Obedience is part of an expression of our faith in God. We cannot just claim with our mouths that we are children of God. We have to live it in our lives too. As a result of the salvation we receive." So this is something that we have to do to be obedient. We can't just say it by word of mouth. We have to live it every day, every moment, and ask the Lord as we go along to help us as we go through. I'm looking at 2 Timothy chapter 3, perilous times and perilous truth. It says, perilous times mean that discernment matters. Perilous times is the last days. But notice that in the last days, perilous times will come. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read the rest of this. This is going to be coming from Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. The word was used in classical Greek, both of dangerous wild animals and of the raging sea. Its only other New Testament occurrence is in the story of the two Gadarenes, who were as slaves and untamed as wild animals, and whom Matthew describes as so ferocious that no one could pass that way. You know, we look at situations in our lives, and as we go through these situations, we don't know what we're going to come up against in life. And we see so much going on around and about the world, and people just don't care anymore. People don't have respect anymore, and they have let down the standards. And I was listening to, I believe it was Pastor Billy Graham said in one of his sermons, some people say that they don't have to go to church and things like that. They can just, you know, stay at home because there's so much evil and deceiving through the ministry in certain places. But like he said, the thing is, said we live in a world that's an evil world. Said, are you going to mess around and say, well, you're not going to eat because the food is bad and just stop eating altogether? Said, the Bible lets us know not to fail to assemble ourselves together. And the thing is, into the bad things of life, everything's not going to be to our standards or however we would take it. But we're going to go through some things in life that we're not going to like sometimes. But that don't mean that we have to give up. We have to continue to live, give an account for what we do and how we do. We can't live as others live and do as others do. God has given us the opportunity through his son Jesus to make decisions. We pray for that discernment that we may do the right and the wrong and understanding and the way that we should do. It lets us know, as the reading said, we have to live this. We can't say it by word of mouth and people look and say, well, you know, they're saying it by word of mouth, but what I see don't add up to what they're saying. We have to live it as God's children. We have to live this throughout life, every day, every moment. It doesn't matter. We're going to run into situations with people that's not going to like the situation. We're going to run into situations to where people is going to talk about us. We're going to run into things to where people sometimes act as if they don't even care about you. But that doesn't mean that we have to let go and slow down. Like the song says, I don't mind if he talk about me, because the more you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. The thing is, if we let that bother us and we focus on that to get upset and just focus on the bad of things in life because of it, then we're going to go through a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. We're not going to be able to hold up. So we pray. We ask the Lord to help us. We ask the Lord to give us the strength and more grace to go through these situations, because we will get upset when it comes down to the situation at hand. Because sometimes it's hard when you have to go through. But the thing is, we know who we trust in. We know in whom we're living for. We know who is over our life each and every day, walking side by side right with us. We're never alone. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and I believe that with all of my heart. We have to continue on this journey. We don't know what's going to come up our way from the next moment, the next hour, or whatever the situation may be. When we step out the door, we don't know what we're stepping into. When we step in our homes, we don't know what we're stepping into, because there's been so many shootings into the homes. People not even knowing that somebody's shooting and they're shooting into their house and they get hit from it.
not even knowing, can't be safe at home. If you can't be safe at home, you can't be safe nowhere because you don't know what people do. People, they get mad at other people no matter where that person is. They'll shoot their guns not looking, and it could end up in somebody's house. That's like a while back, little child sleeping in the house, gunshots, shot in the house, hit the child, killed the child instantly in her sleep. But that child wasn't doing nothing, wasn't bothering nobody. And somebody just shooting because they're mad at somebody else and not worried about where they're shooting at. So how do we know? We just don't know what we're facing day in and day out. So we pray for our families. We pray for our children. We pray for our loved ones. Because when they're out and about, we don't know the contact that they're going to come in with people. We have to show love for our family and loved ones. We have to continue to share the good news, the blessings of God that He continues to give us every day, whether people acknowledge it or not. When they wake up in the morning, they're blessed. Some people just get up, they think alarm clock wake them up or whatever. Sometimes people rely on alarm clock, and it'll go off. But it's God's mercy and grace that really gives you that opportunity to hear that alarm. Because when your numbers, it don't matter if the alarm go off or not. You won't hear it. Life will be over for you. So we count on the grace of God. Many people talk about luck. It's not luck that car missed me or that car was going the wrong way and people coming and they're dodging the car. It's only the goodness of the Lord that give us that opportunity and blessed us not to be hit, not to be in a situation in life. It's a blessing. It's not luck. It's the blessing of the Lord. I remember when I was out in the world years back, and I used to say the same thing. I was the same way. Boy, he was lucky. Boy, she was lucky. I used to tell people somebody get hit in a car wreck or something happened. Man, they didn't even have a chance. But how ignorant and naive back then I was not to realize by the word of God, He gives everyone an opportunity and a chance somewhere in their life before He calls them in. It doesn't matter. It's up to them to either receive it or reject it. But He gives everyone an opportunity because that's what kind of God we serve. He said He wished that any wouldn't perish. You know, he gave them an opportunity to make that choice on their own free will. So we have to be the one to make the decision, heaven or hell. There's only them two places, and we're not going to miss them both. It's either one or the other. Our bishop always said, we're not going to miss them both. You're going to answer the call to one or the other. It's just however you want to live out your life to be a Christian or one of God's children, or you want to live a worldly life, when the end comes, you're separated throughout eternity. And a sad, sad thing when you're separated and you don't have another chance or opportunity after that. I thank God that he gave me an opportunity before it was too late for me. As I was on my deathbed, and he gave me an opportunity and saved me that I could make a choice to die. And I thank him that he blessed me to make the right choice in life. Because I believe if I hadn't the life that I was leading then, I wouldn't be here. And I never would have imagined in my life that I would be doing anything like this that I'm doing now. Only through and by the mercies and the grace and will of our Lord and Savior that I'm doing what I'm doing now, because he gave me an opportunity to make a decision in life. So we have to look at it as if every day that we wake up is a day like our last day. We don't know when the call's going to be made. But one thing we do know, we can live and trust in the Lord and be obedient to his word and be called the sons of God. Every one of us has that opportunity to make a choice. It's a blessing. It's a blessing, and we just don't know how good we have it. Trying to get my computer going so I can open my mics up. This thing's been acting up. I'm going to have to get some work done to it, but we're going to continue to go on, and if it gets itself together and respond back to me, I can open up and get some good encouraging words, some comments, and some praise reports. However, God is taking us all through things in our lives that no one can do but him. He's the only one that can see us through our troubles, our situations, our tests. Like they say, troubles don't last always. We go through, but troubles don't last always. We know that after a while, everything will be all right. Because we know a Lord that can make it that way for us. While we're waiting for this thing to try to get back right to share some words, I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of this reading right here where it says, in the last days, this is a broad term in the New Testament, broad enough to where one could say that the last days began with the birth of the church on the day of Pentecost. It says, Acts chapter 2, verse 17, the days of the Messiah mark the last days. Yet the term is especially appropriate to the season immediately before the return of Jesus and the consummation of all things. So we're going to have to shape up and get it right. Shape up and get it right. That's all we have to do. And that's all we can do to live throughout eternity. Shape up and get it right. Because one thing about it, We have to let the Lord lead our lives. We have to let the Lord do the things in life that he does for us to be able to go through. And if we ourselves don't get to the point in life that we want to live this life for Christ and be a Christ-like person, we will never make it in this world because of all the evil and the things that people are doing. People are even hurting children. They don't care whether it's young or old. Our children is even suffering through things in life because of people. They have no respect for no one. They don't care about anyone. That's why we have to be an encouraging word. We have to be an encouraging word to each and every one that we come in contact with, that they may know that we want to continue to be a help to someone. If we do, we know that we can make it. I'm thankful because when we go through situations, trials, and tests, they're not easy. They are so hard sometimes to go through when we're going through. It seems as if we're not going to make it, but we can do it with the help of our Lord, Jesus Christ. He's the only help that we have in this world, that we can go to him and be able to make it, because if we don't, we're just in bad shape. I go through and talk to my family. I talk to my people that I work with and try to encourage them about the Word of God, about the life that Christ has given me to live. And, you know, some people, they'll take hold to it, and some people, they won't. That's just our choice, that we have to go to it. And we have to realize in life, it doesn't matter what we think about anything. We have to make a decision, though. When we make that decision, and it's the right decision, then that's where things begin to look up. Things begin to get better. Yeah, I wish this old computer would work right now, but it's not working with me. So right now, I'm just trying to get it to come together for me. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just I've been having trouble ever since it come out and worked on it for me and did things for me for it, and the thing has just not worked good at all ever since. It's like they come and they did something, and I just ain't doing what it's supposed to do. So, Lord, I just ask the Lord to help me to go ahead and get what we need to get, and I'll be able to continue to do the show. The enemy is trying to work against it tonight. They don't want God's people to go forth with what they're doing. But we're still holding on. We're still going through. And we're still going to continue to go through. I'm going to go on if I can. I've got my iPad now. I pulled it up. Can everyone hear me on now? I have your mics open. Can you hear me? Hello? Praise the Lord.
Hello there.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Yes. I had to, my computer's acting up, so I pulled my iPad up. I was able to pull it up, and I've been trying to sit here and open up these mics, but my computer is just stuck in one spot, says no response. So I'm on my iPad now, and I can use it just the same. So how are you doing this
you
evening?
I'm doing wonderful. You said your
praise the Lord.
Computer is it says on the pause right now.
Yes, I got my iPad out, though. It's just as good as that computer, though. I usually use my computer,
okay.
But ever since they come out, they worked on it. It's just slowed down. It don't want to work right, but I have to go to this iPad tonight, and I know that I can use it instead of going to that computer until I get it fixed right. So, yes.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to open up and get some comments and some response and some praise reports and let someone else go ahead and share something. So the mic's opened up to you, ma'am.
Okay.
To hear your voice.
Well,
voice
I just want to say thank the Lord for my space tonight. Thank you for being on. I was kind of worried there for a few minutes because it took a little bit. I was just holding on. But anyway, just want to let you know, the Lord is so blessing me. I cannot believe it. He has
praise
touched my body in so many ways.
Yes.
And
I've seen you on Facebook setting up and everything and looked like
uh-huh.
you were doing good. I said, to God be
uh-huh.
the glory. You know, we're still praying. And we know that God's able. I've seen where you was talking about up and walking next. So we praying and we
uh-huh.
believing that God's going to have you up and going at it.
Yes, he is. I tell you, the blessings that he's given me and the things that he's shown me, it is so amazing.
Yeah.
Just to be able to be in my spot right now, I would trade it for the world. I mean, I would share it, but I'm going to trade it.
Yeah,
I love to share,
well,
but
Lord.
I wish everybody could feel what I feel.
Amen.
It be a part of what I'm a part of, because I tell you,
yeah.
whenever he touched me, I was sitting, I got up, and it was just, I was just set a little off a little bit, but I got him up, and the Lord
yeah.
said, I was looking at the door, and the Lord said, the end of the week, walking. And
yeah.
I couldn't praise him enough. I probably disturbed my roommate because he
That's
told me
right.
that. I cannot keep it to myself. I tell everybody.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a blessing in its own because, like I said, I've seen you on there setting up and everything with a happy face. And I said, well, Lord, I said, I can see what you're doing. And when we can
uh-huh.
see what God is doing in somebody's life that's been going through, it's a blessing in itself because I'm happy for you myself because we have been praying and everything
I love you guys. You guys are the best.
We love you too, and we never stop praying for no one. We have to pray for each other. We have to pray
Amen.
For God's people and continue to pray for the ones that ain't God's people. You know, we all God's people. Children.
Yes, we are.
I'm talking about God's children, us as believers. We got to continue to pray for one another because God is blessing his people. And the ones that don't want to be a part of it, they're going to miss out one day if they don't make it in before it's too late, because he
uh-huh.
has given each and every one of us an opportunity. His best have given it all for us. And the thing is, we can't thank him enough for what he's done for us.
Amen.
To give us such a great salvation that we have. And I'm just thankful myself, and I just want to praise the Lord myself for it, because he has given us opportunities
that we wouldn't have if it wouldn't have been for the Lord blessing us through someone else, blessing us through our loved ones. And once he makes the opportunity for one, one can make an opportunity for somebody else, and so on.
You just got to pass it along.
On and on. We don't know how far the blessings will go when God's in it, because he overflows us with blessings. Sometimes people don't realize the blessings that he has given them and that he has put them in a position to have, and they just take for granted. But I never take for granted, because I'm grateful for everything, every moment of my life. things that I go through sometime, I say, well, Lord, I thank you, because I know that it's for me to be able to grow or learn from. Even though it hurts sometimes, I have to go through. I have to stand. I have to trust them and depend on them, because I know after a while everything will be all right. It won't last forever. So I have to look at
That's
it that
true.
Way and have that faith that he's given me to just hold on and keep on going. So I thank
exactly.
God for you, because I'm just happy for you that what he's doing
thank
for
you.
You in your life.
I tell you, there's nothing that can compare to the blessings that he's given me. I was telling one of my friends here, I was telling him, I was like, you know, you wouldn't believe where I came from. Because
yeah.
when I first got here, I could not lift my left shoulder at all. I couldn't turn to the right at all. I couldn't keep my leg out at all.
Lord.
But praise the Lord, I can do every last one of those things now.
Amen. God is a good God. All the time is good. And he just
continues
to be amazing to us. Yes, Lord. What a blessing.
I tell you.
Excuse me.
I tell you, you know, he's been giving me scriptures and messages, and I've been posting on Facebook.
Yes.
The one I posted.
Yes, I've seen
yeah,
it.
So my basis this last few days has been Jesus.
And I enjoy seeing it on Facebook, because I can see where you're getting more and more relaxed with what you're doing and everything. Because it's showing that he's giving you more and more strength in your body to be able to do things.
Yes,
he
is. Because I was able. It is. Because yesterday I was able to sit up. The Lord let me sit up for 43 minutes, the longest I ever sit up. And
Praise
I sat up for 43 minutes, and I was able to rock a little bit and sing. I had my gospel on, so, you know, that's my tidbit.
Yeah.
Everything surrounds my gospel. The Bible, the
yeah.
music, the praise. That's all my whole life is.
Amen.
And a friend of mine told me, he said, he wouldn't believe that you have been there since. You don't act like that. I keep being sick at all. I said, I can't. I asked God to save me. He saved me. He saved
Amen.
My life that day, December 21st, 2017. I knew I was dying. I knew exactly that I was dying. I prayed, and I prayed earnestly. But I was praying more because my mama was leaving. And when my brother died, she had told me, she said, I can't stand losing my kids. And she told me, she said, if that was you, I would have killed myself. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, please don't let me die. Let me stay here.
Yeah.
And so he told me, he said, I got this.
Amen.
He said, I got this. And I tell you, that was the most wonderful feeling that I could have ever had, to hear his talk to me like I'm talking to you. He said, I got this.
I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. Praise the Lord.
I tell you, I was like, Lord, my brother died at 48. I was like, Lord, please don't do this to Mama. I said, please don't. She won't make it. Lord, please don't do this to Mama.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, I got this. So, I'm thrilled. I'm more than thrilled, but it's just so much illuminated through me that I cannot express correctly. But
right.
The power of the Lord
now,
is right
he
here with me.
For
he's
you,
right
he
here.
Does it right.
Uh-huh.
Yes, when he does it, he does it right.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, today would have been my mom's birthday, and I miss her dearly. But she brought us up in church and talked to us about church, and even though we knew how to live, how she taught us and took us to church,
uh-huh.
We knew at the same time as we went through, you know, the thing was that we went on and did what we wanted to do until we got older. And she told me before she passed, she said, I believe God's going to save all of my children. She said, I might not live to see it, but I'm believing and I'm trusting that. And said, I've been holding to it. Said, I give everyone to God in his hands. And he has blessed each and every one of us.
Okay, I gotta go for 1 minute. Just give me a minute.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Serve a mighty God. I see another caller on while we're waiting, 509. Would you like to have anything to say? Number 509. Praise the Lord. Yeah, when we go through situations and God has touched and healed our body in areas that we couldn't imagine, it's something. Because he did mine, and I know he did it. I know it was him. I had splashes on top of my head there from where my skin had started to, you know, you see the people with the little light spots and stuff like that, and it started to spread. And I had it for a while and everything, and people told me, suggested, when you get that, said it only spreads more and more. It was spreading all over my forehead, above my eyebrows, down in between my eyebrows and everything. And just woke up one morning, years passed. Wasn't even thinking about it. I'd anointed and I'd pray over it and things. And wasn't even thinking about it, and just I got so used to it being there and went and looked in the mirror one morning and it wasn't there no more. And my eyes kind of brightened up as I looked and I started feeling my head and rubbing my head. I'm like, what in the world? Thinking that, you know, something went on that I didn't know about. In which it had, God had healed and blessed them spots and brought the color of my skin back over it. And it was so much of a blessing when I seen it. I was like, well, Lord, I never thought that it would, you know, be back like that. And I went downstairs and I told my wife, I said, look. And she looked and she said, what's going on? I said, look right here on my head. She said, yeah, what's wrong? You sweating? And I said, no, I said, look. And she realized them spots was gone, and she said, God did it. And the thing is, she had seen it for so long, she didn't pay no attention to it either. But God works in mysterious ways that we never can understand. And some things is not meant for us to understand. But when God's in it, that's all that matters. Because when he's in it and he takes us through it, then he's the one that sees us through when we have to go through it. So glory be to God for everything that he does and everything that he takes us through, because I wasn't expecting it, but God already had it in hand and had it worked out in place. It was all in his plan. Lets us know we don't know the plans of God, but he lets us know the plans that he have for us is good plans and to prosper. And if we just follow his plan and be obedient as his children and let him, through the Holy Spirit, lead our lives and just be led and be obedient and just listen to the voice of God. Pray for discernment of spirit, that God will give you that discernment that you're looking for, that you need to get by, to go through. Because without it, a lot of deceivers out there in the world today. I work with people that say that they're children of God, but the way that they talk and the things that come out of their mouth and the way that they act don't show that. It's like the verse before said, you know, it can't be mouth service. It's got to be the way you live each and every day. You got to live life. You can't just talk
your
life.
That's true.
Anybody can talk the life, but you have to live this life each and every day. It's not a sometimes situation that we go through. This is an everyday life that we live for Christ, and we be Christ-like. We continue to grow in the Lord. We continue to grow in his word. We continue to study and read his word. And we just can't let down. When people ask you something, we have to be honest and truthful with them. Because some things they're going to believe if they want to. Some things they're not going to believe. But for as us, as we tell them and we feel good about what we've told them and it's truthful, we've done what we're supposed to do. And then we just pray for them and put them in God's hands. Because that's what he wants us to do. When we give the word to him, he wants us to be honest about it, truthful about it. To sugarcoat it, not to let down. Just tell the truth about it. Some people's not going to like the truth. Some people's need the truth and want to hear the truth. And they might not get it from nowhere else unless and we tell them. So we just have to do our best and ask the Lord to lead us to people. Lead us to speak to people. And he will bring people your way. People sometimes unexpected because they get to talking to you and they tell you all that they've been through. And then you get to hear their testimony, what God has brought them through. Or else you let them know if you trust in the Lord and if you live for him, he'll see you through that situation. He'll take you through.
Amen.
He'll give you the strength. He might not heal a situation in your life, but when you have him on your side, he will give you strength to go through that situation, you know, because everything might not be for healing. Look at Paul. He prayed. He prayed three times for the thorn in his side. But God told him, my grace is sufficient. And he kept on. He didn't let down. He kept on doing the work of the Lord. Don't know how bad it was or what it was, but the thing was, he didn't give up. When he put all in Christ, he put all in and kept on going and kept on moving. And that's what we have to do. We're not going to feel good sometimes. We have good days. We have bad days. But the thing is, God always gives us a space in our life to be able to say something to someone, whether it's a smile or a hello, or just look and wave your hand at them. People looking for something to get lifted by. And it don't take much for some people. They just want to hear you say hello to them. How you doing today? And everything. And that right there just makes their day. Because they go through situations. They get to thinking about things. And that right there draws their mind to something good. As long as we can share something good to them, that's what we do. And continue to let them know we love them, we're praying for them. And the Lord will do the rest.
That is so true.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I just want to say I truly enjoy your program. I love being on here with you guys. Thank you for inviting me. And it's
well,
a food for thought.
You are welcome.
anytime I'm on the first, third, and the fifth Saturday at 8 o'clock, every Saturday, the first Saturday, the third Saturday, and the fifth Saturday, if there's a fifth Saturday in the month. And then if the Lord's will, I'm on every Tuesday at 8:30 to 9:30. So God has given me a space and given me a job to do, and I enjoy it. To the glory of God, I really enjoy talking with everyone and sharing testimony, sharing the word of God, and sharing the goodness of the Lord and the things that he can do for people if they open up to him and just accept him and everything, because he's there. He hasn't went anywhere. If we walk off and we leave, he's still right where we left, and we come back, he's still there waiting for us to receive him back in to our lives. We can repent and ask him, Lord, forgive me of my sin, Lord. I thank you. I know you're the Son of God. I know you lived and you died and shed your blood on that cross, buried and resurrected just for me to have an opportunity shedding his blood. The blood of Jesus is what makes it all right. Like that song says, what can wash away all my sin? Nothing but the blood. And that blood is special blood, precious blood. And he did it all for us.
That reaches so phenomenal.
Yes, he did it all for us. Shed it for us. Never said a word on that old cross. Just went ahead itself. For he said at the end, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Still. Asking the Lord, asking the Father to forgive the people for what they did. Even though they did them wrong, they treated them bad, they abused them, embarrassed them, and everything. And he still, before he died, told the Father to forgive them. And you know, what man do you know that would want to do something? If you did that to man today, the advantage of men, you would have a hard time making it to where you're going, because if they got a hope to you, ain't no telling what they'd do to you. If you even said the wrong thing to them nowadays, ain't no telling. They pull out a gun. Whatever may happen, you know, things, people just can't take it. People just don't, you know. So we have to be careful. And even though when you're careful sometimes, I realize, I tell my sisters, when you go to Walmart, y'all take your time getting out of the car. I always look around and look at you sometimes. Kind of what people's thinking out there. I know I went to Walmart one evening. It was late in the evening, then got dark. And I looked around, and I got out of my car, and this guy just started walking towards me. So I stopped. I stopped, and I looked. And he told me, said, I was just wondering if you had a couple of dollars. He said, I'm here, and I can't get home. I don't have no gas. And I was like, well, why in the world is he out here where he didn't need to be with no gas to make it where he need to be? And I didn't have the money really to spare, but I couldn't pull nothing out there in the parking lot if I did, because we don't know what people's thinking. People is evil. We don't know what they'll do. They jump on you and take everything you got. And what you do, can't do nothing about it. Well, I have 60 seconds, I guess. And I thank the Lord for each and every one that has called in, participated, give their praise reports, and joined in. Welcome you back anytime that you want to be back. I'll be glad to have you. And we're going to continue to pray for you and pray for one another and continue to pray for God's people because God's people's going through some things in life just like everybody else outside. But we got to pray for God's people, pray for each other, one another, because we are going through
Amen.
Things in life. Our families are going
through. You said the first 30, fifth Saturday, right?
And yes, eight? Ma'am, the first, third, and fifth Saturday. And
okay,
I believe
put
this
on
Saturday
my...
right here, I believe this will be my, now let me see, I believe last Saturday was my Saturday. Okay, I had Sister Armstrong do it for me, but Lord's will, the next Saturday probably will be the first, though, of after this week here, and then I'll be back on there. But every Tuesday at 8:30 to 9:30, I'll be back on.
Okay, so I'm putting on my calendar
and
for
I
the
appreciate
first, the
having
first,
you.
And the fifth.
Yes, I appreciate
so
having you.
So
we love you. We're
going
to continue to pray that God gives
yes,
you that strength to walk up and down the aisle next time.
Oh, yes. Well, I see
yes.
Robert, a woman chatting, and I said, this is me.
Uh-huh.
And I did my praise, I kept my praise dance on.
Yes. Yes.
Cause
well,
tell
you be blessed,
you, I'm
and
looking
I hope
forward.
You have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you. Love you,
yes,
sweetie.
Ma'am.
You be
thanks
good.
A lot. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.